Welcome to episode 389 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Peter 2 verse 9 confirms who we are in Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have been chosen to be holy, which means that we are set apart from the world, separated unto God. We are a royal priesthood, which means we have direct access and fellowship with God, like the priests of old, but we're also called to expand the kingdom of God and influence the world like members of royalty. We are a part of a race, a priesthood, a nation. As such, we are part of a group, a community of believers. We've been rescued from darkness. We have been brought into the light, and now we are expected to proclaim the gospel message to a world desperately in need of hearing it. We are expected to shine the light of truth into the dark corners of the world. Here are 10 passages of scripture that challenge and encourage us to tell the world about Jesus. Psalm 96, verse 3. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. We are to declare Jesus' glory and his marvelous works. We are to tell people in all four corners of the earth about God who became man, who lived a sinless life in his humanity, who carried our sins to a cross, who died but yet rose again, conquering death and sin for all eternity. Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. In Matthew 24, Jesus describes difficult times to come for those who follow him after he leaves the earth. He points to an era of intense persecution, death, and hatred for any associated with his name. Many who seem to be true believers will fall away in response to the teaching of false prophets. Lawlessness will increase, and many will grow coldly unloving. Still, none of this will stop the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom. The good news Jesus preached about the kingdom of heaven was that it is coming and it will soon be here. He himself is the king and he will reign forever. The message the disciples preached to the world was that all who put their faith in Jesus will receive the grace of God. God will take Jesus' death on the cross as payment for the sins of those who believe, and will give them credit for the perfectly righteous life Jesus lived. We are called to continue to share the good news that all who accept Christ are welcome in the kingdom of heaven through faith in the Son of God. Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Go to the people of all nations and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. Jesus tells us to be actively engaged in making disciples. We are not to wait for them to come to us. We need to go wherever they are. We need to baptize them. We need to teach them. We need to be sure to share with them everything they need to understand who Jesus is and fall in love with him. Mark 13, verse 10. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. Some versions say that the gospel must be published to all nations. Others say that it must be preached. Whether in publishing, preaching, or podcasting, people of all nations need to hear the good news of salvation. The full Bible is now accessible in 717 different languages, giving 5.75 billion people access to the complete scriptures in the language they understand best. The New Testament is available in another 1,582 languages, reaching another 830 million people. Selections and stories are available in a further 1,196 other languages spoken by 457 million people. Yet there is still more work to be done. There are almost 7,500 languages spoken in the world today. As such, about 1 in 5 people are still waiting for the Bible in their language. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." To assert something as true, right, and good today is almost scandalous. After all, we live in a great age of relativism. This is where the unjudging open mind reigns supreme. It is where we are uncontroversially able to float amongst diametrically opposed, fiercely contradictory orthodoxies and dreamily not in agreement that all are true and good and equal at the same time. Jesus makes a challenging claim. He is the truth, and anyone desirous of life must come to him. For there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, in all, and living through all. In the past 5 to 10 years, an increasing number of Americans have claimed to be spiritual and not religious, perhaps as many as 25 to 30% of the current population. This is a group of people who think that there are multiple paths to enlightenment, different ways to connect to a higher power, personalized routes to a spiritual destiny. These people need to know that there is only one way, one truth, one way to obtain eternal life. Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." We cannot be ashamed to tell others about that which is able to save them. Romans 10 verses 13 to 14, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching?" God does not expect unbelievers to come to a saving knowledge of him by osmosis. If we do not go, if we do not teach, if we do not preach, if we do not publish, how will they know? 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." What do we share with unbelievers? Share the truth of the word. When Jesus tells us to teach as a part of the process of making disciples, he expects us to teach from the powerful pages of Holy Scripture. Galatians 6 verse 9, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." Sharing the truth of the gospel is something good. We ought to do this because it is the right thing to do, even if we do not see evidence that our efforts have made a difference. 1 Peter 3 verse 15, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect." If we live as believers, of people of faith, as people who love unconditionally and who are full of hope, others will notice and will ask us why we are different. We need to always be prepared to share our testimony of faith. Know that those who ask will not always express benign interest. Sometimes they may challenge what we believe. Sometimes they might seek to undermine us or wish to change or silence us. Whatever comes, be prepared. There we have it. 10 passages of scripture about telling the world about Jesus. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, we thank you for the good news. Give us the courage to share this news, not only boldly, but also with gentleness and respect. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.